Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned study on the old Trailblazer broadcast. Yes, we are old-fashioned. Folks ask us, why are we old-fashioned? We tell them, well, because God's Word is old-fashioned and we preach it, so folks call us old-fashioned. We stay with Thus Saith the Lord, and it's just old-fashioned to stay with God's Word these days. We leave off all the modernism, all of the decisionism, believingism, and all of those things. We leave all those off and preach God's Word. So we're just called old-fashioned. So we're just happy to be with you this morning. I want to give you our mailing address. It's Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. At this time, I'd like to play one of our choir songs for you. Would you just listen? Let's listen together.
Beginning a new series of studies this morning. A first study in this subject we call the sovereignty of God. Now, my friends, I know that folks today deny the sovereignty of God. Men, some folks, a lot of our folks think that God is dead, and we see the bumper stickers, God is dead, and all of those things, but God is not dead. God is on the throne, and he is sovereign. He does as he pleases. So we want to look at that subject this morning, and we open it with this question: who is regulating the affairs of this earth today, God or the devil? All of the turmoil we see in our national government, all over the world, those things that are coming to pass now, who's in control, God or the devil? The average individual says, well, God reigns supreme in heaven, doesn't he? But when the question is asked, what about the earth? His supremacy on earth is all but denied in modern circles. The modernistic philosophers tell us that everything on earth is ordered according to the laws of nature, and therefore God is banished from his own creation. Thus, they banish God from all human affairs and hold man as a free agent, regulating his own destiny, controlling his own destiny. This is the present concept of this generation that we have here today. Satan is blamed for much of the evil that is in the world today. Man will not accept the responsibility of the evil which proceeds from his own wicked heart. But listen, we blame Satan for a lot of things when it's nothing but our old hellish nature, your old depraved nature that causes you to do those things, and then you want to blame it on Satan. Well, my friend, the devil didn't make you do it. No, it's just your old hellish nature. As we look around today, we see a scene of confusion and chaos confronting us on every side. According to 2 Timothy 3:13, sin is rampant, lawlessness abounds, evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. Don't you see that, my friend? In the face of all of this, we ask the question again, who controls the affairs of the earth today, God or Satan? According to Luke 21:26, unrest and discontent, all of those things are manifest everywhere. Our statesmen, so-called, we have no more statesmen now, we just have politicians. But they're perplexed and staggered at world problems, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming up on the earth. Then we look again into the religious realm of things. We find that after all of these many years, almost 2,000 years now, of gospel preaching, Christ is still despised and rejected of men, according to Isaiah 53:1. To make the picture more appealing and more appalling, very few preach and magnify Christ as of the Scriptures. there's being preached another Jesus, which Paul called not a gospel. Listen, under the gospel of believingism. That's right. What we refute here on the old Trailblazer broadcast, but they preach the gospel of believingism set forth there in 2 Corinthians 11:4. Everywhere you turn, folks are saying that the Bible is out of date and it's old fogey-eyed fool. That's what they call us here. That Christianity has failed and faced nothing but despair. That's what they say. In the face of all of this, we ask the question again, who controls the affairs of the earth, God or Satan? When we visit the average church, now you listen, would you listen, my friend? We're not being critical, we're just analyzing our situation that we find here upon this earth. When we visit the average church and hear the message, the average gospel message, so-called, we're made to feel that God is disappointed, that the gospel has failed, and that the Holy Spirit is helpless to do one thing about it, and that the blood of Christ is of no longer avail, it has no power. That God is sitting on the sidelines, wringing his hands, hoping and praying that some poor sinner will come join himself to the church. No, listen. Therefore, man, that's what we see. Therefore, man faces a hopeless, helpless sinner situation and finds himself in despair. How many today are taking their own lives because they have no hope? That's right. The average individual today, the devil has gained the upper hand. And God, who is defeated, is to be pitied rather than blamed. That's right. The average individual looking at Christ has nothing but pity and sorrow in his heart for Christ because he had to suffer like he did instead of trusting and worshiping the Lord. In the face of this present situation, it seems that the devil has far more to do with the affairs of this earth than God has. This all depends on the way you're looking at it, whether you're walking by faith or walking by sight. God, in his holy word, predicted that this would come to pass. Let me ask you this question this morning. Let the old trailblazer probe your heart. Are you walking by faith or walking by sight? Is your life regulated by the scriptures? No. Let me say that again. Is your life regulated by the scriptures, by God's word, or is it regulated by your own fears and your doubts and your sins? Very few walk by faith today. Everywhere men are blaspheming the Lord God of heaven, in the pulpit, in the pew, as well as in the world, we're living in an age of irreverence and the spirit of lawlessness with no restraint. Oh, my friend, let's listen. No, with no restraint, it breaking the bands asunder under the guise of free willism. I want my way, have my rights to everything. The whole earth is being engulfed like some giant tidal wave with immorality, infidelity, and then atheism. Authority is despised and rejected everywhere, and parental authority is all but a thing of the past. And then we find how our pulpits have been perverted. We're allowing the homosexual, the gays, the lesbians in our pulpits now. Then we're allowing our women to preach. The tragical fact is that this condition will not improve, but according to God's word, his prophetic word will grow worse and worse. That's right, my friend. The scripture says it'll grow worse as we near the end of this age. We've often been asked this question, Pastor, do you expect to stem the tide? And I say, no, it's already been risen. It's already risen too high for that. All we hope to do is to warn some of the coming judgment that the world faces today that they may flee to Christ. That's what I tell our folks here at Radio Missions, at the chapel, wherever I go to bring God's message. We can't stem the tide. The stampede is out of the corral. We can't get them back. But all we can do is pole line fishing. That's what the old trailblazer does. One here, one there. The Lord will save. Folks awaken to the lost condition. One here, not the masses, no, but one here and one there. Are you going to be one of those few? The Bible says, are there few that be saved? But my friend, I'd make a resolve in my heart. If I was you, if I was lost, I'd want to be one of that few. I realize that our messages along this line on the sovereignty of God will hardly meet with popular approval. I know that. I'm not attempting to be a popular preacher. Modern theology today is so shallow, and it deifies the preacher. It does. It deifies the preacher rather than than glorify the Creator, who is Almighty God. The doctrine of God's sovereignty and the doctrine of the complete ruin and total depravity of man are all but totally relegated now to the scrap heap of man's evil thinking. Who do you hear standing in the pulpit talking about man's total depravity? Total depravity is set forth there in the third chapter of Romans. Let me say this, my friend. I've never desired to be controversial. No, and never accepted the challenge to debate God's word. We don't do those things. But we are ready to risk whatever our reputation is that we might have bring up the true facts of God's word. Listen, my friend. No, we don't go up and down the land debating God's word. It's not to be debated. It's to be believed. Listen. I know that our preaching here is not welcome in the average church. It's because our churches have drifted so far from the real truth of God's word, and the average preacher is not willing to pay the price and bring them back because he likes too well to draw his breath and draw his salary while his congregation goes to hell. Listen, in the face of our present-day situation and spiritual condition, our church membership and ministry, listen, all of that, let's look at God's word concerning his relationship to this earth and to the salvation of every human soul, whoever gets saved. Listen, we're going to go more definitely into those things. We're going to look at God's sovereignty as it's divine, as it's defined and set forth in God's word. And we just hope you stay with us. This is our introductory study in this subject on the sovereignty of God. And we're going to be looking at many other subjects during this study. We're going to look at the sovereignty of God in his exercise of grace, the sovereignty of God in salvation, God's choice. Did you know God elected a number that no man could number? Do you have a problem with God's election? Folks ask me, Pastor, how do I know I'm elected? I say, come to Christ. Come to Christ and find out. Oh, we want to put the Lord in a little mold, don't we? So that everybody's saved just alike. Our Protestant denominations have narrowed down salvation to a sinner coming down to the front after having heard a little tear-jerking sermon, a little soft pedal, soft soap sermon on some subject or another. And then the pastor will stand, come forth and shake my hand and be saved. And I had a man tell me that he was in a service one night and they sung a song, sung 26 verses of a song before someone got up and came down to the front. Finally, after being wearied, and so they could close up and go home, my friend, we leave that in God's hand. We don't ask you to join this church. We don't ask you to make a decision for Jesus. The Lord doesn't stand before you to be accepted or rejected. You stand before him. And if you're never accepted, my friend, by the Lord, if he doesn't call you, you're going to hell. Just as straight as a marten is to his gourd. That's right, my friend. God is sovereign. He has all sovereignty. He has all the power. You can't throw your little two bits in front of the Lord and your little penny-ante temper and you're right, I have a right to this. You don't have any rights, my friend. God is sovereign. He sits on the throne. He created this universe. Did he call on you when he made plans to create the universe? No, he didn't need you. He doesn't need me. He's sovereign. And all of those things, my friend, we're going to bring out in this study. And I hope you'll stay with us day after day. And would you write us and tell us you're listening? Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast, over what station you're listening. Whether it's way up there in the frozen north of our Washington, Oregon, and in those areas out there on the coast, or whether it's up in Ohio and in Arkansas and Texas, wherever you are today, would you write us and tell us that you're hearing the old Trailblazer broadcast? And we put you on our mailing list if you asked us to. And remember, our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.
This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I wish you'd pray for me. Write me and let me know you're praying for me. I'm praying for you that the Lord would take something home to your heart. Goodbye and God bless you.